that it's good for us to ponder today as we celebrate this solemnity of the saints, because I know all of us desire to be one. The first characteristic, it says here, they lived for the glory of God. All the saints lived for the glory of God. That is why, if you remember, Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she's always a good reminder for all of us, because the motto of her life is this: always Jesus, and Jesus always. Second characteristic of saints, the saints worked for the salvation of souls. The saints would always long that other brothers and sisters would be actively involved in the church, in the ministry of involvement in the church. So too, as parents who are here, most of you are parents, the challenge is to bring your family, your children, your loved one closer to the embrace of God. That is why every time I baptize a child, I would always tell the parents that your responsibility is not only feeding your children or bringing them to school or to buy them whatever they want, but your main responsibility as a parent is to bring your children closer to the embrace of God. Because if you cannot do that, you will answer it to the Lord. Third characteristics of the saints. The saints practiced great devotion to the Blessed Mother. The saints, indeed, were really devoted to the Blessed Mother. Well, on my part, my devotion to the Blessed Mother is really played a very important role in my part during my seminary years. I remember when I first entered the seminary, the first lecture that our rector gave to us seminarians were these words. He said, "The seminarian who prays the rosary every day will surely become a priest." I cannot forget those words he told us during our first lecture, our first conference with him. And true enough, that must be the reason why I became priest, because I prayed the rosary every day. There were 14 of us in my original batch. We were 14 in my batchmates who entered together in the seminary. And I don't know why. Of course, it's all because of God's grace. But I'm very, very thankful for the 14 of my classmates. It was only me who made it to the priesthood. Maybe it was only me who prayed the rosary. I don't know. But I always say, I always believe, that it was always because of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is very important to be devoted to the Blessed Mother, for it is always the Blessed Mother who will bring us closer to the embrace of Jesus. Fourth quality of the saints were devoted to prayer. You could not see a saint who were just working and working without any prayer. Because prayer is actually the food of our soul. No matter what will happen, remove everything in your life, but do not remove prayer. Fifth quality of a saint, the saints were devoted to the Eucharist. If we are capable of going to church every day and attend the Eucharist every day, that's very good. If not, it's okay. But what is important is that every day of obligation and Sundays, we should be there. As I discussed this in the previous days, previous weeks, a truly grateful Catholic need not be reminded to be present at Mass. Because the Mass is the highest form of prayer. The Mass is the highest form of thanksgiving. And a truly grateful Christian or Catholic would always be present no matter what. Number six, the saints were devoted to the poor. All of the saints, they were totally devoted to the needy, because to be in love with Jesus would also be in love with the poor and the needy. That is why if you said, "Lord, I love you, Jesus, I love you," but if you fail to love the poor and the needy, then your love for the Lord is not genuine. That is fake. Lastly, the saints loved the church. So to all of us, my brothers and sisters, the church is where, the place where we will always be comforted. In my country, the Philippines, in times of calamities and in times of great need, they will always go to the church. Not just in need, but the church is always a place of refuge for all of us. I'm so happy to see a lot of people, not just in times of need or crisis, that they will just sit here in front of the church or in front of the Blessed Sacrament just to spend time with the Lord. That is a very good habit. My dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters, these are just 7 steps to be a saint. But I know it's difficult to be done. It's easier said than done. But what is important is faithfulness. Mother Teresa of Calcutta once said, God is not asking us to be successful. God is only asking us to be faithful. That's what made the saints holy. They were faithful.